I'm Todd Morris from Mission Network News. While with Asian Access for its 50th anniversary, MNN's Ruth Kramer took a look at Nepal's earthquake recovery efforts.
Amid celebration of what God has been doing throughout Asia, there was a sobering note. 2 years and over $4 billion later, parts of rural Nepal still look like a disaster zone. But they got support from unexpected friends in Japan. Asian Access put a short-term mission team together made up of Christians from the tsunami area. The team was led by A2's Robert Adair.
For whatever reason, this Nepal earthquake really did strike a chord with the Japanese church. There's been several disasters since 2011, and people kind of talk about them for a little bit. But for whatever reason, kind of God has caused some resonance with this Nepal earthquake and the Japanese church.
And from that, Nepal's church has seen unity and growth. Ruth Kramer, Mission Network News, Jakarta.
Thanks, Ruth. And summertime is on its way in the Northern Hemisphere, and for Slavic Gospel Association, that means it's almost time for the ministry's yearly summer camps in Russia and Central Asia. SGA's Eric Mock.
Much like the stories that we share with you under Emmanuel's Child, in many cases we hear of children coming to faith, and that their life experiences and their walks with God start at summer camps.
At the camps, kids hear the gospel message, participate in Bible lessons, and get to do fun activities like swimming. And when they return home, they often share the gospel with their families. Please help SGA reach these kids and families and learn how at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Do you like stories that help you pray for the world more effectively? You can get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, links, and more at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.